Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to try and keep this short and brief for all of us. The text this morning is very well known as the fate of the centurion. Even in the slide that you see in front of you, on the picture, it says the centurion's faith. After all, the centurion was a man of great faith. It's not for me to decide, because that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, this centurion had the best faith in all of Israel. Now, who am I to argue? But I also have a feeling that every 3 years you probably have heard, or through Sunday school, you've heard about the faith of the centurion. The faith that he didn't even have to go to Jesus. The faith that he didn't even have to bring his slave all the way to Jesus and say, Jesus, can you touch him and save him? Heal him. He had the faith that if Jesus would just simply say, you are healed, then that slave will be healed. That is the faith of the centurion. But today I'd like to think and meditate together about the love of the centurion. The love of the centurion. Now, there are many ways to go around this. Many biblical scholars always argue, who was this slave? Why would this centurion care so much about a slave? After all, a slave was not a person at that time. A slave was a thing. You possessed a slave. A slave was part of your possession. Just as the centurion says, if I tell a slave to do this, then the slave has no choice but to do this. If I tell a slave to do that, then that slave has no choice but to do that. But then why? Why did the centurion go all the way out of his comfort zone to tell Jesus or to tell others to Jesus, could you please save this slave? I think it's quite simple. I think it's love. I think the centurion had love. The centurion had love for his slave. The centurion had a love that went beyond our basic understanding. But Scripture actually tells us a lot more about this centurion's love. Yes, the centurion valued this slave very highly. This slave who was ill. This slave who was close to death. Now, like I said, a slave was a possession. Now, if you had possessed something, if you had in your possession something that was ill, something that was about to die, if it wasn't for love, it would be very hard for you to care for that thing. After all, I shared. I was this quick in getting rid of my phone and falling to my new love for my iPhone. This centurion was a centurion of love. How do we know this? This centurion was willing to go to the Jewish leaders. And Jewish leaders were willing to go to Jesus. Out of all the people, these Jewish leaders were willing to go to Jesus and say, can you heal not my slave, but this centurion slave? I'd like you to try to get your head around this, okay? There's many different levels here. First, the centurion was willing to go to these Jewish leaders. Now, centurions and Jewish leaders, they don't love each other. They withstand each other, but they don't love each other. The centurions feel that this land is Roman land. The Jewish leaders think the Romans have taken over this holy land. But for these Jewish leaders to not only talk with the centurion, but actually take on his request and pass it on to Jesus, the person just in the previous chapter when the Pharisees and Sadducees were trying to go against. See, there's many levels of things that doesn't make sense here. But why did the centurion do this? Because the centurion loved. Now, the Bible doesn't say that the centurions loved these Jewish leaders, but my bet is that he did. Not only that, the centurion had built a synagogue for these Jewish leaders. This is not your ordinary centurion. This was a different centurion. A centurion of love. And if I were to say, so now go out into the world and love like this centurion. Love your Jewish leaders. Love your enemies. That's great. But I don't think that this text is telling us simply that fact. Because this centurion first and foremost had faith. And faith, with faith comes action. In the children's story, I shared with you the story that I had faith in this iPhone 6, so I went and purchased this iPhone 6. This centurion had faith, and this faith led to action. And the action that is presented in this text this morning is that the centurion went to these Jewish leaders and said, can you please do something about it? Can you tell this Jesus person that I know you don't really like, but I know he's healing people around, can you go and tell this Jesus to come and heal my slave? That is the first action. But the action that came from faith in this Jesus being, in this Jesus who would heal people, the action of that faith is love. And that is the love I want to share with you today. It's not for me to simply say, go out and love because the centurion loved the slave. Go out and love because the centurion loved his Jewish leaders. Go out and love because the centurion loved his enemies. But go out and love because that is the action of our faith. Now, I trust all of you are here because of your faith in Jesus Christ. And if you have that faith, what is that action that comes with that faith? It's easy. It's love. And so go out and love. So go out and love the Jewish leaders. Go out and love your neighbors. Go out and love that neighbor that would not throw away that trash on the right day. Go out and love your children. Go out, love your choir members. Even that choir member who sang that wrong note during the anthem. Not because you love, but because our faith in Jesus Christ leads to love. Let us pray. God, we know about the faith of the centurion. This text is in the lectionary, and we read about it every 3 years, and we know about the faith that he had. But thank you for helping us realize that with faith comes action, and that action is love. God, allow us to go out with Christ's love. Help us to go out with the love that only Jesus can show us. We ask of this in the loving Jesus' name. Amen.